Hello and welcome to the Bloomington Pantograph on Monday, September 10th. This is Susan Over. We will begin today's reading with City Offers Parkland to Boys and Girls Club. City Manager Tim Gleason wants to keep it simple. That is why he is backing a recommendation to sell City Parkland to the Boys and Girls Club of Bloomington Normal for $1. The City Council will consider at a 6 p.m. meeting tonight at City Hall whether to approve the proposed sale of 3.34 acres inside Sunnyside Park at the nominal cost for the development of the nonprofit club's new facility. That club, which serves about 1,000 children and teens, wants to replace its existing clubhouse at 1615 West Illinois Street with a new facility at the nearby 14-acre park located on the city's west side, where some of its lowest income and most ethnically diverse neighborhoods are located. Quote, "This was one of the first things I stepped into after becoming city manager on July 23rd, said Gleason. "It had been discussed a fair amount. I got brought up to speed, and really our approach became, how do we make this happen? It was too good of an opportunity for part of the community that has challenges to see this kind of investment hopefully provide something constructive, very positive for kids in that neighborhood," end quote. City staff initially preferred a long-term lease of 99 years at a nominal cost of $1 each year. City Attorney Jeff Juergens pointed out a lease would allow the city to retain control of the parkland and possibly allow the city to also use the new building. That building would be constructed on the site of an existing ball field, which would be moved to green space just west of the facility. In May, the council requested staff prepare a lease to be brought back for a vote at a later time. "We came to the decision of, let's just make this real simple, simply sell the property for $1, said Gleason. "In exchange for the property, the club would improve the same amount of acreage or undeveloped city-owned land to the west of the park as a level and usable open playing field," a city memo said. Gleason also said it was just part of a can-do attitude approach. The city manager said he had not heard any opposition from aldermen. "They were supportive and comments have been appreciated, getting something in front of them to consider. That will happen tonight. In other action, the council is expected to vote on whether the city will provide a low-income rental assistance program for 4 of approximately 57 affordable apartments for seniors, which private developer Iceberg Development Group LLC of LeClaire, Iowa, is creating at the former Bloomington High School building, located at 510 East Washington Street. The council will consider formally setting the city's rental assistance program at a maximum of $228,720 over the 10-year agreement, or limited to $22,872 each year. To bolster Iceberg's application for low-income housing credits through the Illinois Housing Development Authority, the city pledged to provide rental assistance for 4 apartments. IHDA has awarded tax credits for that project. Along with federal historical tax credits, it will be used to offset the developer's construction cost. The council will consider a budget amendment of $59,526, resulting from the cost to purchase 9 2019 SUVs to replace 9 older police department squad cars, coming in higher than the budgeted amount. The vehicles are being purchased for $360,910 from Morrow Brothers Ford, Inc. of Greenfield, using a state joint purchase contract. Quote, "Some of the packaging was a little bit higher than the original projection, but this was a budgeted item," said Gleason. End quote. End of article. Eastview opens new facility in Bloomington. For Keenan Majors of Bloomington, his Sunday morning commute to church just got a whole lot shorter. Major lives near downtown Bloomington and is one of about 6,000 members of the Eastview Christian Church at 1500 North Airport Road in Normal. On Sunday, he spent the morning at the church's newest facility at 400 Union Street, the former Crosswinds Community Church. The first service was held on Sunday. "I'm excited to have a campus closer to home," he said, while serving on a volunteer crew cooking hamburgers and hot dogs for members of the church just outside of the new venue. "It really is a special day." Eastview senior pastor Mike Baker said the church purchased the facility earlier in the year, which is about 100 years old. "It includes plenty of space for children and youth classes," he said. Quote, "We are really excited, and it is something we have been working on since February. We hope to start worshiping here in September, and we made it." The facility was extensively remodeled. "We painted, put in new flooring, and did just about everything to get it ready. But we are very proud of it and anxious to show it off," he said. The church welcomed both members and non-members on Sunday. "We have been trying to get to know the neighbors around the church and invite them to come see us," Baker said. "It is close to Wesleyan and downtown. We did a lot of door-to-door visiting because we want to see it filled every week. There are several visitors who were at the church for the first time. I only live a few blocks away, but there does appear to be a lot of excitement because of the new location," said Stacy Nelson. "It is a friendly group. There is plenty of music, and I don't feel awkward because they are all helpful and nice," end quote. The church was founded in Bloomington in 1955 by a group of 19 people. It originally met in the former Bloomington YMCA, which no longer exists. Professors from Lincoln Bible Institute led those services, and Galen Skinner was hired as the first full-time preacher in 1960 when the church moved into a permanent location on Emerson Street. Baker became Eastview's fourth senior pastor in 2007, taking over for Gary York, who retired after 32 years of service. Baker will be preaching at both locations, he said. Quote, "It is going to be interesting. For the beginning of this, I will preach at 9 a.m. at our Airport Road campus. Then I will drive to Bloomington to preach at the 10 a.m. service, and then drive back home and preach again at the 11 a.m. Airport Road service. That's crazy, I know." The church has doubled volunteers and worship team to prepare, he said. "I'm excited we're finally here," said church member Patrick McLean, one of the volunteers assisting with the hamburger and hot dog lunch. "It is nice to see members of the church and also meet new people from the neighborhood." Baker says he hopes it will continue. "We really hope to get more of a presence in the neighborhood. We have been knocking on every door. It has been more of a neighborhood church feel to it, and we embrace that as well." End quote. End of article. Daily Digest. Mental Health Forum Fair Set. A mental health forum and information fair is set for 11 a.m. until noon tomorrow, Tuesday, at Heartland Community College in the Astroth Community Education Center Auditorium. It is hosted by Student Counseling Services and NAMI on campus. This event includes a panel of speakers and information booths to educate college students, faculty, staff, and community members about mental health resources available in the area. End of article. ISU Programs Plan. Illinois State University's Academy of Seniors and Mornings with Professor classes begin September 19th and will run through January 17th. Classes will be held in the university's Alumni Center, 1101 North Main Street in Normal. The Adult Enrichment Program is sponsored by ISU's Senior Professionals Organization. A class trip to Chicago's Newberry Library and American Writers Museum is set for October. Academy classes are $35 for members and $45 for non-members for four sessions, $15 for individual session walk-ins. Morning classes are $35 for members, $45 for non-members for five sessions, $15 for individual sessions. Participants can pre-register for sessions or pay at the door for individual classes. For full class descriptions, cost, and registration details, visit seniorprofessionals.illinoisstate.edu. seniorprofessionals.illinoisstate.edu. You may also call 309-438-2160. Academy classes, Balanced Illinois Budget and Long-Term Debt Reduction. 9:30 to 11:30, September 19th, 20th, 26th, and 27th. The 19th is next Wednesday. The opioid epidemic, 1:30 to 3:30 on October 16th, 18th, 23rd, and 25th. October 16th is a Wednesday. America in Crisis, 1968 and 69, 1:30 till 3:30 p.m. on November 5th, 7th, 12th, and 14th. November 5th is a Monday. An Archaeological Exploration of Illinois, AD 100, 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. on January 8th, 10th, 15th, and 17th. January 8th is a Tuesday. Morning classes. John Wesley Powell, the one-armed naturalist from Bloomington who became the nation's greatest explorer, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. on September 28th, which is a Friday. Medieval Heritage and Modern Racism, 9:30 to 11:30 on October 5th. That is a Friday. Foreign Involvement with U.S. Elections, Lessons Learned and Possible Remedies, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. on October 12th. October 12th is a Friday. We Must Do Better Than This, Dr. Seuss as a Social Critic, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. on October 19th, a Friday. The Ashkin School, Urban Realism in Early 20th Century American Painting, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. on October 26th, a Friday. Class Trip, a trip to Newberry Library and American Writers Museum, downtown Chicago, 7 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. on October 9th, which is a Tuesday. With Kathleen Kirk, writer, actress, and librarian. The cost is $90 for members, $105 for non-members. This includes transportation, museum fee, snacks, lunch, and a box dinner. End of article. Millennium Girls Registration. Registration is open for Millennium Girls, a day-long conference hosted by State Farm and Illinois State University. This conference for girls in grades 5 through 8 will run from 7 till 3:30 p.m. on October 6th, which is a Saturday, at State Farm Corporate South in Bloomington. The conference encourages students to consider careers in math, science, and technology. It will include interactive labs and the Tech Yes Cafe, with booths for schools and companies with opportunities for women in those fields. End of article. Sorry, it continued on the next page but didn't say so. Registration fee is $25. This includes breakfast and lunch. Attendance is limited to approximately 200 girls. Parents are invited to attend the closing ceremonies at 3 p.m. Scholarships are available. For more information and to register, go to millenniumgirls.illinoisstate.edu. millenniumgirls.illinoisstate.edu. Group donates books. Books to Benefit, a local nonprofit organization which collects and sells books to support local literacy programs, has donated 7 rare works in Finnish to Finlandia University in Hancock, Michigan. The donated books ranged in subject, though many concerned the socialist and communist movements in America in the 1920s. The Liberal Arts College hosts a Finnish-American Historical Archive and the Finnish American Heritage Center. It is affiliated with the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. End of article. Poultry Show Plan. The Central Illinois Poultry Show and Chicago Spirit Cerama Club will hold their annual show on October 6th, a Saturday, at the Interstate Center in Bloomington. Judging will begin at 9 a.m. The Poultry Show and Cerama Tabletop Show are open to adults and youth. This event includes a chicken talent show, chick bingo, trick chicken contest, live bird auction, raffle, and silent auction. Shows include a national meet for Rhode Island Reds and district meets for Silkies and Wynots. The tabletop show involves taking Ceramas, small Malaysian chickens, out of their cages and putting them on a table, where owners encourage them to flap, crow, and dance to show their bravery. Show admission is free to the public. To enter a bird, you may mail an entry by September 22nd, which would be next Saturday, to Heath Gurdis, P.O. Box 51, Benson, Illinois, 61516. Heath Gurdis, H-E-A-T-H, Gurdis, G-E-R-D-E-S, P.O. Box 51, Benson, Illinois, 61516. The entry fee is $4 per bird. Forms and more information are available online at CentralIllinoisPoultryShow.com. CentralIllinoisPoultryShow.com. Area calendar. Where the Wild Things Bike, 5 till 6:30 this evening at Bloomington Public Library on the patio. For children who bring bikes, West Bloomington Revitalization Project volunteer bike mechanics will assist children with a hands-on bicycle tune-up. There is a 7 p.m. story time. Tomorrow, Tuesday, Mental Health Forum and Information Fair, 11 a.m. till noon, at the Astroth Community Education Center Auditorium, Heartland Community College. The host is Student Counseling Services and NAMI on campus. Ward 8 Constituent Meeting with Alderman Diana Howman, 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. tomorrow, Tuesday, at Rolling Brook Park, Bloomington. There is an open house format and a meet and greet with City Manager Tim Gleason. End of article. City to formalize rental aid amount. Bloomington. Work has started to create about 57 affordable apartments for older tenants at the former Bloomington High School. The project could be completed by the end of next year. Quote, we are already doing the roof and other outside work in anticipation of moving inside. Starting that work before the end of this year, developer James Bergman told the Pantograph. Bergman owned Iceberg Development Group, LLC of LeClaire, Iowa, plans to convert the second and third floors of the more than 100-year-old building at 510 East Washington Street into apartments for people 55 years and older, and to lease spaces for commercial and nonprofit users on the first floor. Quote, we should have it completed by the end of next year, said Bergman, so that project is still on slate for completion as presented. That timetable is well ahead of city deadline setting the start of renovations on or before June 15, 2019, and completion by August 15, 2020. At its meeting tonight at 6 p.m. in City Hall, the City Council is expected to take the next step to move that project forward by formally setting an amount of rental assistance from the city at $228,720 over a 10-year period, or $22,872 per year for four apartments. To offset development costs, Iceberg secured nearly $1.4 million in low-income housing tax credits, LIHTC, through the Illinois Housing Development Authority, IHDA. The private developer also obtained tax credits after the property was placed on the National Register of Historic Places. At his request, the city provided a letter supporting the application for tax credits through IHDA, which are awarded through a competitive process. To bolster its LIHTC application, Iceberg also asked the city to pledge low-income rental assistance for four apartments. Applicants for the four city-sponsored rental assistance apartments must be 55 years or older and meet certain income guidelines. The program provides a dollar-for-dollar federal tax credit for affordable housing investments. In exchange, the developer agrees to rent those units at below market rates for a minimum of 15 years. Quote, 9 out of 10 developers don't get the credit. So we are really fortunate due to the strong backing of this project and the developer by the city. This developer, on its first application, was able to secure those credits, said Austin Grammer, the city's economic development coordinator. The availability of quality, affordable housing is needed in the community. Based upon Iceberg's track record in renovating buildings like the Rosenwald Quartz Apartments in Chicago, they will do really quality work, said Grammer. In addition to providing more affordable apartments for seniors, the project will help preserve a historical old building, said City Manager Tim Gleason. I think it's very positive, he said. The $17 million investment is going to be made into that building. That is quite an opportunity which communities do not oftentimes have with old schools and old churches. End quote. In 2016, Iceberg purchased the former Bloomington High School building for $400,000. The city adopted a TIF redevelopment agreement with Iceberg in June 2017. Total investment by Iceberg is projected to be $17 million. The city's TIF assistance would be capped at $1.3 million, or 11.8% of the total project cost, whichever is less, said Grammer. In a TIF district, additional property tax money generated by improvements is set aside to pay for economic development incentives and infrastructure work. Taxing bodies would receive during the 23-year term of the TIF agreement only the money they would have collected from the TIF district before any improvements were made. In this case, the city would rebate to Iceberg 80% of property tax increment generated by the developer's improvements, but that amount would not exceed the $1.3 million limit, said Grammer. End of article. Today's Flick Fact. Founded 84 years ago at the corner of Maine and Virginia in Normal, Steak and Shake today is a world business, a worldwide restaurant of huge popularity, which nonetheless still uses its original credo. In sight, it must be right. Its original slogan for takeout and its original logo. The original slogan is Take Home a Sack. And the logo is a black and white emblem with its name, a set of wings, and the words, famous for steak burgers. Do you know who created that logo? Answer, it was Don Shirley, a Twin City commercial artist. In 1937, he was approached on the street by Steak and Shake founder Gus Belt, who asked if Shirley could do a logo drawing for his new restaurant venture. Shirley said, sure. He was paid $50 for creating that now world-famous logo. End of article. Holiday Celebration, Bloomington. The Women's Christmas Celebration will be 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. on December 1st. December 1st is a Saturday, At Doubletree by Hilton, Bloomington, Nikki Kazaris, a Proverbs 31 ministry speaker and author, will be the featured guest. Tickets are available at Broadview Mansion beginning October 1st for the Emmanuel Bible Foundation event. Online and mail-in ticket orders begin October 2nd. Tickets are $20. These can be purchased at Broadview Mansion, 1301 South Fell Avenue in Normal. Remember, beginning October 1st and mail-in begins October 2nd. Online, go to ibfoundation.org, ibfoundation.org, or contact Annette Cleansing at 309-452-6710. 309-452-6710. There are 10 seats per table. End of article. Smoke alarms help family escape early morning fire. Normal. The Normal Fire Department is crediting working smoke alarms for alerting residents to an early Saturday morning fire on Augustine Way. The fire broke out in the basement of the home, said the department. No injuries were reported, but residents were treated at the scene by paramedics for smoke inhalation. The fire at 302 Augustine Way broke out around 4:53 a.m. The homeowner told MetCom dispatchers the house was filling with smoke and they were getting out, NFD said in a news release. Firefighters arrived a few minutes later and reported smoke coming from the front door of the home. They fought a heavy fire in the basement level of the home while other crews searched the home for potential victims. A second alarm was sounded that pages off duty firefighters to report to their station and request an engine company from Bloomington Fire Department to provide a rapid intervention team for crews working inside. Firefighters had the main fire knocked down in about 20 minutes, but continued to extinguish hot spots and ventilate the home for about another hour. Quote, in this situation, everyone was asleep, but working smoke alarms woke them up and warned them there was a fire in time for them to escape, said Normal Fire Department Public Information Officer Matt Sweeney. In a fire, the toxic gases in the smoke can render you unconscious in a few breaths. If you are asleep and the smoke alarms don't work, you may never wake up. End quote. The fire caused extensive damage to the basement. The second story also sustained damage from heat and smoke which traveled via the laundry chute. As of early Saturday morning, there was no damage estimate available. The home is insured. Normal Fire Department investigators are working to determine the origin and cause of that blaze. End of article. Marriage licenses, McLean County. Derek Gregory Wheat and Carrie Ann Ferguson, both of Normal. Jessica Lynn Nichols and Kristen Nicole White, both of Atlanta. William A. Yoder and Mary Kathleen Davis. Alexander Thomas Haig and Carrie Alexandra Reed, both of Clarendon Hills. Kyle Lee Richardson and Brittany Joy Wright, both of El Paso. Matthew Jacob Gandon and Madison Louise Jameson, both of St. Genevieve, Missouri. Jorge Ivan Lujano Vasquez and Christine Elizabeth Jolly, both of Champaign. Luke David Taylor, Fairbury, and Kristen Renee Doran of Normal. Ryan Christopher Darko and Lauren Elizabeth Clark, both of Normal. Eric Robert Schomburg and Renee Kathleen Messicar, both of Bloomington. Kyle Robert Lenahan and Allison Arlene Wells, both of Austin, Texas. Anthony Michael Shine and Michelle Lynn Snook, both of Normal. Jeffrey Scott Kessinger and Melissa Lynn Kirk, both of Hudson. Donald Kenneth Jewell and Menshu Ramandaban Jewell, both of Bloomington. Michael John Treader and Tegan Ashley Marvin, both of Bloomington. Jeffrey Lewis Perillo and Brittany Claire Brady, both of New York, New York. And Travis Michael Spicer and Kiara Marie Jones, both of Normal. Arrest warrant issued in custody battle. Father missed 6 court hearings and failed to return his son to Illinois, Bloomington. A McLean County judge last Friday issued an arrest warrant with a $25,000 bond attached for a father who failed to return to Illinois with his son for a series of hearings in a long-running custody battle. Associate Judge Lee Ann Hill ordered Michael Cadena to be arrested in Massachusetts, where he has lived since March 2017, when he left the state with his son, Michael Jr., now 4. At this time, we will take a short break.